Eating House Potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet, I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Liam Carr.
And I'm Ben Carr.
And you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
That's right. We've got Liam and Ben back. My sons. Two of my sons. I got a third one at home, but he is not exactly ready to be on the radio yet. Don't you think so?
No.
Yeah. No, not at all. Liam and Ben, they were on the show back in November. We're talking The Muppets and Hugo and Arthur Christmas, I believe.
Yeah.
And we got such good feedback on that. We said, hey, let's bring them back. Let's have them back on the show.
Bring them back from the dead.
Well, you weren't dead. Hopefully you weren't dead.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyways, no matter what, let's hope that this was a good decision. Anyways, yeah. Before we'll talk a little bit to the boys here, but let's go through the paperwork. You can get us at fatguysinthemovies.com. You can go to iTunes and search Fat Guys in the Movies, and we pop right up. The Fat Guys Network as well will work, and you can get all of our podcasts and movie reviews and all the information we have. We have additional podcasts with the Idiot Boxers, and Meryl has been doing some one-off episodes with other people about specific shows that I don't watch. And that's good. You can go to facebook.com/FGATM and like our page, because we're narcissists and we like that sort of thing. You can email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, or you can call us at 740-205-6456. We do have a listener email, but I'm actually going to hold that until next week, because it's something that I think you guys are maybe a little too young to answer the question. It's nothing bad or anything. It's about TV remakes and stuff, but... I mean, you guys, you're 10 and 8, so they're not remaking anything from your youth yet, because you're in your youth. Also, if you go to iTunes, write us a review. It'd be nice to have that. Give us a 5-star review, and we will send you a cookie. But you got to, of course, then send us an email and give us your address. I promise I will send you a cookie. I will bribe people if you write us a good review on iTunes. Now, Liam and Ben, let's start with Ben, because I think we started with Liam last time. Did we start with you last time? I think
Maybe.
We did, because you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you do.
I do, a really fun job at school. It's
okay.
Called recess duty.
Uh-huh.
I completely,
Okay, so what's recess duty involve? Do you get paid?
No.
What kind of job is that if you don't get paid?
No job. Yeah.
So you do recess. What do you do? What do you do on recess duty? Do you kick heads in, and do you take names and kick butts?
No.
No. There's no butts being kicked.
No.
On recess. Okay.
No. I mostly walk around with the teacher and see if anything bad is happening or if anybody helps. And there's a kid who's been being bad behaving at recess for the
just
last
one.
Few days.
Yeah. No names.
No.
Okay. Is his name Liam?
No.
Hey.
Okay. Just check.
Not nice.
So you're basically a professor. You're a heavy. You're helping the teachers. You're their little toady.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And the kid has to stay with the teacher, every day.
Dog or something?
Yes, he's a dog.
Stay.
They put a dog collar on. Stay. They have to clean up with him. They have a pooper scooper. They go around and they clean up after the kid. Poor kid.
No.
All right, Liam, what do you do? You're in, Liam, or Ben, you're in third grade, right?
Yes.
All right, and Liam, you're in fifth grade.
Fifth grade, yes.
So you're doing regular school now, huh? Where you have periods and mm-hmm. different classes. How do you like that?
It's okay, I guess.
It's okay. Not as cool as when you're all in one classroom and you're just coloring and finger painting, right?
That'd be awesome. Especially for fifth grade.
Fifth grade, you want to sit around and color?
I made a pony.
You made a pony. All right. Do you have any jobs at school? Do you get paid?
No.
At all? No.
Well, I do go to basketball.
Do you get paid for basketball?
I hope.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, awesome.
That would be awesome if you could get paid for basketball. You're a way better basketball player than I am. I suck at basketball. Speaking of sucking at basketball, this really has nothing to do with basketball, but that's my segue too. We're going to talk really quick about Wrath of the Titans. And this one, 10 years after he defeated the Kraken, Perseus must take a side in the battle between the Olympians and the Titans.
Perseus. I need your help. We believed Titans to be imprisoned forever. Now, the start breaking free.
There will be chaos. The end of the world.
Here. There's a way we can end this.
What are you waiting for?
Prepare!
Here for what?
Oblivion.
Ben, I'm going to start with you because I think you have to do recess duty in the next segment. So I'll let Liam talk about what he thought of Wrath of the Titans in the next segment. Ben, tell me what you thought of Wrath of the Titans.
I thought it was great, but people say that is like that.
People say, what are you reading this on the internet already? No. Or just like when I talk to people after the movie.
No, but. Okay. It's like, in Greek, it's actually that Perseus is basically Percy Jackson, and Perseus is only Poseidon's son and not Zeus's.
You're bothered by the meddling with the Greek mythology?
Yes,
a lot. Did it ever consider the fact that maybe Percy Jackson's the one that took a little bit of liberty with it?
Yeah.
Maybe? Did you like them? Was there enough action in it?
Yes.
Did you fall asleep at all?
No.
Did you wet your pants at all?
No.
Well, whew, that's
no.
Good. Liam, you wet your pants during this? We'll get the full story in the next angle with Liam. I want to hear more from Ben. Ben, you saw the first one, right?
Uh-huh.
You saw the original, too. You saw the original Clash of the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
I showed that to you years ago when you were like six, right?
Yeah. And it was just like basically 2 years ago.
Isn't that the same amount of years since the last movie of the Clash of the Titans?
Yeah, but then I showed you Clash of the Titans before the
yeah.
right before the other one came out. It was yeah. 2 years ago that the last one came out.
And you said it was 10. It's like I am
no,
not.
No. The movie takes the place movie. 10 years later. Yeah. But Ben, did you like which one of the three did you like? The original Clash of the Titans from 1981 better? The remake that came out 2 years ago, or did you like Wrath of the Titans best?
Wrath of the Titans.
Really? You like that the best?
Yeah. It has...
But there were some naked ladies in the first movie.
What?
That's why I liked it.
What?
Nice, sad.
There were a couple PG-rated naked scenes. You don't remember that because you were six and you're completely... Come talk to me in about 5 years.
Okay.
You'll be way more interested in naked ladies, Ben, sir. I'm sure you will. I showed you Piranha, didn't I?
Yeah.
Let's get back to the movie.
There are a lot of naked women in Piranha, weren't there?
No.
Did you care about that?
No.
It's
no.
Ben.
All right. Anyways, so what's your... great, we have... It rocks, it sucks, it kind of rocks, it kind of sucks. Which one did you pick for Wrath of the Titans?
Rocks,
just full on rocks.
Yeah.
Was it better than the remake?
Yes.
You like this one best? Okay. Yes. Would you have said the remake Clash of the Titans was that a rocks as well?
It was like a kind of rocks.
That's just a kind of rocks. What did you think of the 3D? Did the 3D work for you?
Yeah.
You enjoyed that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. There you have it. That is Ben Carr's full assessment of Wrath of the Titans. There's no PG nudity in this one.
Too bad.
Greatly disappointing to me. But when we come back from the break, we will get Liam's take on Wrath of the Titans. And then later on, after Ben goes and does his recess duty, he'll come back and we'll talk about some more stuff. To Fat Guys at the Movies. We are here with Liam because Ben had to go have playground duty. He had to go duty. Liam, we're talking about Clash of the Titans, Wrath of the Titans. Tell me what you thought. Ben said it totally rocked. What were your thoughts on it?
I thought it was okay. The original, I thought was good.
The original, the 80s one with the stop
yeah.
motion. Okay.
Then the one from like 2 years ago. That one was my favorite out of okay. all three of them. The Wrath of the Titans was my second favorite.
Okay, so you liked it better than the original?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what were the good parts of it? What did you enjoy about Wrath of the Titans?
Well, I enjoyed...
Action, I know you like the action. You like action.
Yeah. It had, for 3D, it had good 3D scenes.
It had better 3D than the first one.
Right.
Because the first one was one of the... They did a post-conversion. It wasn't shot in 3D, and I think they converted this one, but the conversion's gotten better. They have 2 years of right. using the technology. It looked a little goofy at times on the big one. So you did like this one. It's your second...
Second favorite.
Okay. Anything you didn't like in particular about this? Any downside to this movie?
Well, it kind of went a bit slow at some parts.
Okay. But
that's just my personal opinion. It went kind of slow at some parts.
Sure.
And...
Yeah.
Not really anything else.
That's it? Just slow in parts, great action, decent 3D. How would you say? Would you say it kind of rocks?
Kind of rocks?
All right. Well, you know, my thoughts on Wrath of the Titans, I liked, unlike a lot of critics who really went after the second or the remake, I thought the remake was okay. I was fine with the remake. I thought the 3D was not great, but it looked cool. Certain scenes looked, I thought, really cool. The scorpion fight, yeah. That was really cool in the original.
Kraken.
The Kraken looked really cool in the remake. Medusa looked really cool. Looked a little bit plasticky at times in CGI, right. But I still thought it was cool. I thought it looked good in 3D. It was the dialogue scenes and the walk and talk scenes that looked a little goofy. And I've since watched it on Blu-ray, and it looks... I actually think it plays really well at home. I'm not a big Sam Worthington fan. He's the main guy, because he was an Avatar, too. You recognize him from that.
Yeah.
He's just sort of, I mean, I don't think he's a great actor. He's Vanilla Toast, you know? He's right in the middle. He's not fantastic. He's not offensive. He's just there. This one, let's just say I wasn't wowed by it. I thought, for what it was... Knowing that it was a sequel to Clash of the Titans and knowing they're just going to have a lot of things getting blown up and CGI, I thought it was okay for what it was, but I liked the first one better.
Right.
And, but you know, it's kind of hard for me to really dig at this one because I'm like, well, you kind of went in there and you just wanted to see things get blown up and you wanted to see big monsters and you got those and
right.
There wasn't much of a story there, but no scene wowed me.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just going to say, it just barely kind of rocked for me. You know, I mean, I'm right on the cusp on that one. But if I were to downgrade it to a kind of sucked, I'm like, well, I saw it and it was what it was.
You should make a middle grade Vanilla Toast.
Vanilla Toast? Maybe I will do that. We'll do a Vanilla Toast grade. Anyways, let's talk about the next movie that's on our list. And that is Mirror, Mirror. And this is the first of two Snow White adaptations, and this one gets a goofy treatment from Tarsem, not Tarzan, Tarsem, and his visual style.
Once upon a time, in an enchanted kingdom, there was a beautiful princess. With skin as white as snow and hair as black as night.
Blah, blah, blah.
Her hair is not black, it's raven, and she's 18 years old, and her skin has never seen the sun, so of course it's good.
This spring.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Snow White.
What?
What?
Snow White.
Ugh.
Banish her to the woods.
Liam, what did you think of Mirror, Mirror?
I thought it had good special effects.
Okay.
It's like they had some good scenes with okay. the Beast.
Okay. Well, they had one scene with the Beast.
Yeah. But
did you like it?
Yeah, I liked the movie. The movie was good. But I think they needed to do better with the story and kind of make it like the original story.
Yeah, I mean, I think they hit the beats of the original story. I mean, it's, you know,
with the poison apple.
Let's not give anything away at the end. But, you know, they had Snow White, you had the evil stepmother, you had
her being
sent out there, you had Prince Charming, you had the seven dwarves and all that kind of thing. So it did hit all those beats to the story. I thought, it's funny, I respect Tarsem as a director for his style. And I've seen a couple of his movies, but I always felt that his style was... His movies are lots of flash, and they look really cool, and they look really compelling, but there's no meat on the bone. Because he did Immortals. Did you like Immortals?
Yeah, with all the silly hats.
With all the silly hats. Everybody had a silly hat in that movie. I mean, the Olympians, oh, good God, they were the goofiest hats ever. Or good gods. We can say, yeah. Was it Ares who had the big, the sun hat? I mean, It got redonkulous in Immortals. I thought Immortals looked great and had some awesome scenes, but it just was lacking that connective tissue that made a movie. And I really felt that that's kind of the same thing that plagued this movie, in that it looked amazing. I mean, the set design and the costume design were really, really cool. But on a certain hand, I don't know, I couldn't tell where he was going with it.
Right.
I couldn't tell if he was saying, let's make a kids movie, you know, so let's make a hip movie, kind of like for more of a high school, college crowd. Is it for the family audience?
Yeah, I was thinking for the family.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, then it got really goofy at times, like with the dwarves, and they had these little snappy one-liners, and then they'd like hit somebody over the head with a pot, and he hit his boing, 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 boing. So it got very Three Stooges-ish.
Right.
Stooges-ish throughout. And I thought that was good. Julia Roberts, she was the evil queen. I found her kind of annoying. And Army Hammer, I mean, all the actors were okay, but none of them were great. Right. Julia Roberts was just sort of, she was chewing through the scenery. And like Lily Collins, I thought she looked great. And I'm sure if she were given something more than what she had, she'd be pretty good. But there was really nothing to her character. It just was sort of there. I mean, she looked better. Well, because we saw an ad before that. We saw an ad for Snow White and the Huntsman.
Right.
Do you want to see that movie?
Yeah. It looks more violent than the other one.
You're like, well, give me the violence. Don't give me this kitty garbage. I want to see people's heads getting chopped off. Right?
Right.
Right.
It's like, I guess.
We have to have standards, don't we?
Yeah.
See, I think Snow White and the Huntsman looks good. I think that they just... First of all, with Snow White and the Huntsman, there's no way... I don't know what universes exist in, but there is no universe that exists that Kristen Stewart's hotter than Charlize Theron.
I know.
She's way more beautiful than Kristen Stewart. I think... I'll be curious to see whether Kristen Stewart brings her F game of acting from Twilight, or if she's actually going to do what she did before Twilight and emote and act. But I think it would have been interesting to put Lily Collins in there, because I think Lily Collins... is a good little actor, and I thought she worked well, and she has a great look in this movie. But this,
right.
So maybe they just switched the. It's getting some good reviews, but I'm not really. I didn't hate it. Is that good enough to say?
Yeah.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. I mean, for that matter, I wasn't. You know, I wasn't exactly. I wasn't necessarily into the movie.
Right.
I thought it had slow parts. I was kind of bored with it at times.
Right.
Like I said, the goofiness. Armie Hammer was... He. You know, I felt everybody, with maybe the exception of Lily Collins, because she just sort of had to stand there and look pretty a lot. It felt like everybody was just hamming it up too much.
Right.
What'd you think? Do you agree or not?
Yeah.
Okay. You can disagree.
No, I agree.
You're allowed to disagree.
I know, but I agree.
Oh, okay. We can disagree about other films, right?
Right.
Like, what's a film we disagree about? The Fred movie?
Yeah.
You like those movies, don't you?
Well, they did a TV show.
Well, that doesn't mean that it's good. There's a lot of TV shows that are absolute garbage.
Right, like Whitney.
Yes, like Whitney.
It's like, who knows? She's watching.
Oh, I doubt you. Well, first of all, if she's watching, she's not watching the show because it's a podcast. But, so anyways, that's about it. You gave Mirror Mirror what, a Kind of Rocks?
Yeah, Kind of Rocks.
Yeah, I give it a Kind of Sucks. I'll tell you, from the trailers, I thought the trailers looked god awful, and I was like, I was prepping myself for like the worst. And so when I saw it, I was just like, well, okay, it wasn't terrible, but I didn't really love it.
It was better than I thought.
It was better than I, yeah, I'll give it that, but... Anywho.
We should mix it together and make a vanilla toast.
It could be a vanilla toast. No. See, I think Wrath of the Titans was more vanilla toast because it starred Mr. Vanilla Toast, Sam Worthington. This one wasn't vanilla toast. It was like maybe moldy vanilla toast. But not a lot of mold, just a little bit, just like right on the crust that you can peel off or cut away, but it's still a little stale. But it looks really awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways. With that, we got to go to a break. We're going to get Ben back from his playground duty in the next segment.
22 miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground. crawling down through the muck. Yeah.
And welcome back to Fat Guys of the Movies. Ben is back from his recess duty.
Yeah.
Did you have a good duty? This is the middle segment. This is the infamous middle segment. We can talk about duty, and you guys, you're not allowed to swear.
I'll try not to.
I can swear. I'm allowed to swear. God damn it. Do I swear a lot? Since I can swear in this segment.
Okay, you, compared to us, yes. You sure as heck do.
You don't swear at all. You know what?
I know.
I remember there was a time, Liam, actually, that you were doing something, and you were like Nick's age. You were like 3 or 4. And you were doing something, and it didn't work, and you go, God damn it.
Well, Nick does that. He'll repeat whatever you say.
Nick will say whatever I say. Where do I swear the most?
In the van.
In the minivan?
You're like, yeah. Get out of my way, you son of a...
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Did when... you flip them all?
I don't flip them all. Oh, I did that one time. What? Is that when we were driving up to Mansfield last week? Yeah, I think I did. But that person was an idiot. He so deserved it. What else do I swear when I yell at you guys? Don't I?
Every day.
I don't yell at you every day.
No, you swear every day.
Well, I swear all the time.
5 to 10 words every day.
5 to 10. Well, you keep a running total or something?
Yeah,
you
got
a
little book and you're like, from last month is probably 2,532.
Really? Seriously?
Wait, no, you have that number? 232.
Why are you poking your brother in the face?
I feel like
is that where you keep your running tally? Drawing little ticks on his face. Oh, that's war again. This was funny. Well, I have different ways of yelling too, don't I?
Yes. Yeah. You've got your
What are the different voices I have?
You have
just normal voice.
Normal voice, angry-ish voice, angry voice, really mad voice, super mad voice, then
the holy shit, you're in real big trouble.
Yes.
Should I demonstrate one of them? What should I do? Should I take the microphone away from my face and do this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For what? My really? The holy shit?
Yeah, let's...
Boys, look. Get up here! Something like that?
Yeah. No. When we know you're really mad at us, you go like, boys, get the...
Yeah.
Out here.
You're making me sound so bad. Oh my gosh. Child Protective Services are going to listen. Nobody. That's what's so safe. Nobody listens to this show. So we're totally safe. Nothing's going to happen. Well, I fooled you guys once because you explained to me once these. Let me paint the picture for the viewers. I had yelled at you guys about something. I don't know what it was.
And yeah, you don't know what it was.
You were explaining it to Mom. Or you were explaining to me what all my different voices were. And then I thought it was very funny, and you guys were downstairs playing Wii, and I was explaining to Mom, and I said, oh, I have these. I said, watch, this is my really super mad voice, and I yell at you guys to come upstairs, and you come running upstairs, and you're just a face, you're these eyes were as wide as saucers, and you're like, what?
That's not fair. That?
Ben, so what's going on with you?
Us?
Yeah.
Us?
Yeah. It was hilarious, but I only did that once as a funny thing. Anyways, but no, you guys are not allowed to swear.
I'll try not to, but just to impress Mom.
But I've taught you how to swear. You know a lot of swear words, thanks to me.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I know some in Chinese.
I don't swear in Chinese. What do I swear in Chinese?
You swear Dutch.
I don't swear Dutch either. Where did you get this Dutch business?
You totally.
What did I say? What do I say that's Dutch? What I mean, okay, yeah, you're allowed. I'm lifting the veil at this point. I'm lifting the restriction. What do I say in Chinese that's a swear word?
I can't remember. It was 2 years ago.
I don't know Chinese.
Lucky guy.
Now you're just making stuff up. That means nothing. That is so offensive, guys.
I know.
I can say, so you know mean. What? And you got to do this too. You got to put your hand in front of your face and put your palm. I explain this for the. I mean, you can see me do this here, but I explain it to the audience. If you put your palm, like you're facing your palm, and then you curl your hands down, kind of like it's in a half fist, and you put it right in front of your face, and you say, Menyak. Do you know what that means?
You.
Well, it's I believe it's from Siam. I was told this once. I have no idea if it's true, but somebody told me it is. It means you're lower than whale poop on the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
That's what I was told. I can swear in Hungarian.
Well, you told me you knew a few cuss words in like like Chinese.
I never speak.
Coming home from a movie in the car.
Men yuck. That is the full sum total of my Asian Asian swearing. I can swear in Hungarian because your great grandfather was Hungarian and he swore in Hungarian all the time.
I thought he was Turkish.
Whoa, my God! Just buy the kid a mask. He's not Turkish. When did you get turkey, you turkey? Okay.
Sorry.
It's getting out of hand.
Not as out of hand as
okay,
one.
Let's anyway, let's move on with the swearing. I can swear in Hungarian. I can swear in Yugoslavic.
What the heck Yugoslavian. The language is.
I had a friend who was from Yugoslavia. He taught me how to swear in there. Fafa impulgatni. You had to say.
That's not like that. Nice.
In Hungarian, or as Liam thinks, Turkish. Buzmeg is a good word. So
a good word?
Well, it's not a good word. It's a bad word. My mom, your grandmother thought... She knew what buzzmeg meant, and she said it to somebody when she was driving, of all things. And we're driving, and she's like, buzzmeg. And I go, Mom, do you know what that means? She's like, that means damn it. I'm like, no, it means the other word. So she was a little embarrassed. All right, let's talk about movies. We talked about Wrath of the Titans. We got you guys' take on that. We talked about Mirror Mirror, and we gave our take on that. Now... It is time to talk a little bit about the box office. But before we do that, I want to talk, Liam, real quick. Mm-hmm. You had a chance to actually see Hunger Games this week. Your mom took you. Well, my wife. Yes, I mean. What did you think of Hunger Games?
I thought it was a really good movie.
You had no problem following it?
Nope.
See, because there's a lot of people I've heard that are like, wait, why is this happening? And they're like completely confused. They must have watched a different movie. Or they went and got popcorn. During certain scenes, because they do kind of breeze through parts, but I think it's all there.
Right.
You were never at any points going, "What's going on?"
Well, I think it kind of confused when she said, "Don't put your name. Don't go for more."
Okay. Well, there's that whole thing. But like, I mean,
when Mom explained to me why Gale had put 42 ballots in there.
Yeah, he was hungry.
I have
apparently.
No idea what he's talking.
That's
about.
That's because you haven't seen the good. Movie. Let Liam talk. Let Liam talk. So you're, but you didn't. Was it too violent for you?
Me? Too violent for me?
What? No, you didn't like Piranha. We've been over this. That we showed you guys.
Ben
loved
Piranha.
That was
wasn't a good movie.
Piranha's a great movie. What are you talking about?
Wait, which one? Piranha 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 5.
First of all, you didn't see the original Piranha because I think you were bored with it.
You showed it to me.
Did I?
You showed me every single Piranha.
I did not see. No, I did not either.
You did.
No, you totally left the room. I think you were bored with it. Anyways, so it wasn't too violent for you?
No.
Do you think it was fair to give it a PG-13 rating?
No.
You think it should have been different?
Well, there was a lot of blood splattering, kind of.
Well, they didn't see, that's the thing. There's the big scene when the cornucopia where, you know, they first start killing people.
That one is kind of harsh.
It's a little hard to watch, but it's not... I mean, you just saw blood splatter, but you didn't see, like, people's throats get ripped open and blood come pouring out, and you didn't see guts fly out.
I swear, you'd be on on the edge of your sheet.
On the edge of your sheet? You're not allowed to swear, Liam. Did you sheet your pants during this movie at all?
No. You'd be
Did
on
you
the...
find yourself on the edge of your sheet?
You'll be on the edge of your seat.
Oh, poopy, yes. Edge of your seat. Really, yes, really, yes.
You'll be on the edge of your... You'll be on the edge of your seat the whole movie.
Okay. Well, let's lose that. So would you give that... What's your official Fat Guy's grade on that?
Totally rocks.
Totally rocks.
It rocks. It's over rocks.
It over rocks? I don't know what that means.
It's like, is that actually one of those things?
It's what one of those
things? Like, sucks, kind of sucks, rocks.
No, you just made that up.
Yeah.
that has no bearing.
That's how awesome I am.
That's how awesome it was. All right, well, let's talk about the movie. It made $152 million its opening weekend. A little high reported. It was originally reported $155 million for the opening weekend. But it wasn't as... But still, $152 million.
That's a lot.
That's a sheet ton of money.
Really? Seriously?
Yes, seriously, Ben.
It's not nice to cuss.
Okay. Thank you for... All right.
I should have said that earlier.
Anyways... So yeah, it made a lot of money. Now here's the thing: do you think that Wrath of the Titans or Mirror Mirror is going to beat it this weekend?
Oh, no.
You think Hunger Games is going to take the lead again this
week? Yeah, I think it's going to take the lead.
It's going to take the lead? And it's going to sheet itself?
It's going to take the lead.
It'll take the lead. Okay, I hear you. Okay, so, well, but here's the thing, because even if it has, it's holding well, because it's not a sequel, and the sequels tend to drop faster, so even if it drops, even if order drops 50%, which is pretty steep, it's still looking, or 50 or 60%, it's still looking at getting 60 to 70 million
right.
for the weekend, whereas the first Clash of the Titans made, I think it was 60 and change, 61 or 62 million.
So, you're just going to cash in a check for, like, that much?
Well, they don't, like, it's not they don't give you a check.
Well, you said in cash.
Well, I mean, it's going to, they're going to cash in. I think that my prediction is it's going to be Hunger Games and then Clash of the Titans. I don't think, Wrath of the Titans. I don't think Wrath of the Titans is going to be a strong, just because I don't think it's going to get the big push. And then Mirror Mirror is going to be down there in the 20s. Are you bored, Ben? You're yawning.
No, I was like, ooh.
Oh, you're being, oh, okay. So that's what I think is going to be. Hunger Games. Whoops. All right. Oh, magical studio in the sky. There, we just hit an asteroid. We hit an asteroid and we sheet ourselves.
Really? It's unbalanced.
There we go.
That's better.
There, we fixed. We made an asteroid of ourselves. Next.
Bigger asteroid we did.
That's what the prediction next week. Yeah, because 21 Jump Street made $20 million. It's going to drop significantly because there's other stuff out there. I think it's run its course. The next thing I want to talk about is you guys. I've introduced you guys to something.
The most awesome show ever.
The most awesome show ever. And what show is that?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes! Suck it, world! I got my kids watching that show. That's right. Now, Ben, you haven't had a chance to talk much. You explain to the people what Mystery Science... If you have not seen it, and because it hasn't been on the air... You've been talking for like 20 minutes, Liam.
So is he.
No, he hasn't. He's so been giggling and...
Yeah.
He's been on the edge of his sheet the whole time. Anyways, Ben... It hasn't been on for over 10 years, so tell people what Mystery Science Theater is about.
It's basically about, like, a guy who worked at an institute.
The Gizmonic Institute, yes.
That cleaning up the Gizmonic Institute.
Do you want to just sing the theme song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you sing the theme song, Ben.
Well, I don't
remember. I'll sing it with you. Ready? Ready? It goes... in the not-too-distant future, next Sunday A.D., there was a guy named Joel, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. We'll send him cheesy movies, the worst we can find.
La la la.
We'll have to sit and watch them all as we monitor his mind.
La la la.
Now keep in mind, Joel can't control when the movies begin or end.
La 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 la.
Because he used those special parts to make his robot friends.
Robot roll call.
Cambot. Came left. It's Gypsy. Hi, girl. Tom Servo. What a cool guy. And Crow. If you're wondering how he eats and breathes or other science facts,
la, la, la,
just repeat to yourself, it's just a show. I should really just relax
for Mystery Science Theater 3000.
If you're, you're still with us after that, that's what the movie's about. They riff on movies.
It's very, 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 very funny.
I have to admit, I was a little nervous showing it to you because I showed it to Liam first because you were asleep, Ben. It was during your spring break and you were asleep because you conk out earlier than your brother.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that on the radio. You boink, you just bonked your head. But you did conk out a little earlier, so I showed it to Liam. I was a little nervous he was going to not get it, because as we're sort of watching, the first one we watched was Soul Taker, which was one of the later episodes.
Soul Taker!
Thank you. And so they have all these pop culture references, all these jokes that I get, because I know who Johnny Cash is. You don't know who Johnny Cash is.
Yes, I do. He's a famous singer.
Oh, bravo for you.
It was on. It was on America's Got Funnies.
America's Got Funnies. What America's shows are you watching?
Funniest home videos. These babies would stop crying when they when their mother played Johnny Cash.
Ben, what is your problem? Are you one of the babies? I don't have any Johnny Cash records. I can't play. But I had explained to you what 60 Minutes was. But there's a lot of pop culture references I didn't think you'd get. But there's enough farting in it.
Yeah.
That you didn't like that. So I showed you, and I showed you Soul Taker, and then we watched together. We all watched Secret Agent Super Dragon, mm-hmm. which you guys liked. And that's what you introduced. No, you showed Soul Taker to Ben, didn't you?
We didn't get all the way through.
Yeah. And then we saw I got Teenage Strangler with Mikey.
I didn't do it.
Thank you.
I just needed to do that.
And we also saw Crash of the Moons with Rocky Jones and an old General Hospital episode that you guys were kind of bored with the General Hospital. Crash of the Moons. Now,
Gypsy Moons.
The Gypsy Moons, yeah. The Gypsy Moons. So, yeah, it's a great show. I'm glad you guys are into it. I just want to give that out there as a recommendation. Even kids who are 8 and 10 and were born after the show went off the air can still enjoy it. And we're getting more DVDs and we're watching them. Netflix has a whole bunch on there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we need to watch another one tomorrow, okay?
We'll watch some this weekend. I have actually all these old VHS tapes and stuff that my sister, your Aunt Kelly, and I, we taped off of when we were in college. And there's one
taper. We don't have one of those.
You got a VCR in your room.
It doesn't work.
Oh, sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, you got like a whole bunch of them. There's a couple of them. Trust me, I'll have to pull it out. We'll start watching. Because there's some that are out of print that you can't get on DVD. So we'll have to watch those. Next, let's see. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Ben, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, sorry that I tagged your hand.
What's on your mind, Ben? Anything happening at school?
Well, I also have a job that I kind of get paid at. I get,
really?
Like...
What do you do?
I get tickets.
Hot scam is this?
And if you get 20 tickets, you like, get a prize.
Okay. Well, what do? To get these tickets?
You have to do good stuff.
What exactly constitutes good stuff? And is this actually at school, or is this some creepy guy who drives around in a van in the parking lot giving out tickets?
At school.
What do you do to get tickets?
Well, I help crush boxes and put them into the dumpster.
Good job.
He's in a different class. Chill out. Let him talk. So you crush boxes. Is this for your teacher?
No, it's for our custodians.
Okay.
And before that, we sweeped under the tables.
So basically slave labor is what you're saying. Yes. Slave labor for
no,
tickets.
No, not slave.
Well, you're getting paid tickets. Is this something you volunteered? I mean, or does the janitor just kind of lurch into your room and go, I need this child, and take him out and make some crush? Do you have like nicknames like the Crusher or anything like that?
No.
Did your teacher know that you do this?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Your teacher is attractive. Did you know that? Are you aware of that?
What if Mrs. Cornwell's watching?
I don't think Mrs. Bleep. I'm not giving her name. I don't think she's watching. She's not doing it right. I don't think she's listening. She would have been. Okay, she would have stopped after the whole on the edge of your sheet discussion. You've had some attractive teachers too, Leah. Yeah, you knew that. Are you attracted to any of your teachers? Do any of the teachers are they pretty? Do you think they're pretty?
Well,
okay, so that's a yes.
That's kind of not.
Don't worry, they don't listen to this.
Yeah, still.
You're in a. This is a safe area. Nobody listens to this show. Which teacher did you think was cute? Your kindergarten teacher was really cute.
Mrs.
Don't
Smith?
Use names. Let's do Mrs. S.
Mrs. S.
She's very attractive. Very cute. Who else? Was there anyone that you were too busy looking at the girls on the bus?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
You had groupies. Did we talk about this last
no,
episode?
No. You don't need to talk
you
about this.
You had groupies. You totally had groupies in kindergarten. They drop you off the bus and they'd be like, oh, bye, Liam. And they squeal. It was like an Elvis concert. Ben, which of your teachers did you think were cute or attractive? Anyone? Any of them? I had a crush on my third grade teacher when I was in third grade. Mrs. Yates. I can say her name now because she sure as hell ain't listening to this.
Mr. R.
Mr. R? I did not have a crush on Mr. You have a crush on Mr. R?
No. J.R. had a... It's not his real name, it's just his initials. Okay. Had a crush.
Oh, in your school? Oh, okay.
Had a crush on our fifth grade teacher, Mrs. O.
Mrs. O. Oh. Oh. Which one does she teach? What does she teach? Is she math? Yeah. Oh, okay. She's cute. She's pregnant now, though, isn't she? Is that the wrong one?
Yeah, that's the wrong one.
Oh, that's a different one.
You're
sorry.
Talking about different people. I'm so mixed up now.
Ben, who did you find attractive? Did you think any of your teachers were cute? Or are you just looking at the girls in class?
Hey!
You're a little bit of a player, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, you are.
There's a girl in a different class.
That you like?
What's
her name?
No.
Her name's No? How do you spell that? N-O-E or something like that?
No. It's like, somehow, whenever at recess, she always comes to me and calls me her poopette.
What?
I know.
It's French for puppets.
It's not.
It's French.
I don't know what is going on in your school.
Sorry for him.
What's happening in your class? She calls you your poopettes. Like, wait, is there more than one of you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because you said calls you.
I mean, there's more.
But aren't you walking around, you know, flexing your muscles next to the teacher doing duty? So who else is a poopette in this whole shebang?
Well, there's a kid named...
kid named Bleak. Trust me, they don't listen to this show either. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Is she your poopette? Do you think? Can you guys be poopettes together? Could you have a little, you know, a little love poopette triangle thing?
What?
Do you think this girl's cute? Yes, you can say it's safe zone. Nobody's listening. No, you don't think she's cute.
Well, he's smiling.
You totally think she's cute. What's her name?
Tiny.
What's her name?
Tiny.
What's her name? You outed Liam with Corinda last
time.
So yeah, what's her name? Let's see. Come on.
Jordan? I know.
You know what, though? She listens to the show. I feel embarrassed. Now. Anywho. We'll move on. We'll stop irritating. Anything else going on, Liam? Anything going on in your life? We were talking about sex ed last time you were on the show.
Yes, I know. No more sex ed for me.
You already did sex ed.
No,
so you know how it all works.
Yes.
Ben, you're not even in sex ed. You gotta wait 2 years before that whole thing comes crashing down. You can watch movies like Piranha and Clash of the Titans from 1981 and get your sex ed from that. I don't know what that means. I could guess,
God.
But you have no idea what that means, even though it means something. All right. Anyways, are we done talking on this?
Yeah.
You're embarrassed. All right. Let's talk about the Fat Guy 5. And this is in honor of Wrath of the Titans, which was a big 3D movie. And these are 5 great 3D movies for kids. These are completely... I contributed to one, and I'll talk about the first one. But all the rest were from you guys.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So
it's kind of hard coming up with.
Well, but here's the thing. I just want to let the audience know that this is not a definitive list, and it's also comes from the mouths of children. Like,
thank you so much.
Like vomit.
Dad. Really? I don't think my mouth tastes like vomit or something.
You guys, trust me, I cleaned up everything coming out of all orifices from you guys.
Orifices.
Seriously, if there's a hole in your body, something's come out of it, and I've had to clean it up. Trust me.
Ear.
Ben put corn in his ear, corn kernels in his ear for like
a
year.
The doctor
had to extract them, and we're like, "Where?" I mean, there was like an entire bag, and there was a Cracker Jack prize in there too. We pulled it out, and it was like a Dakota ring from 1952. You put corn in your ear, didn't you?
Popcorn. No, I didn't. Let's hear this explanation.
Move closer to the mic and explain how this happened.
I was somehow sleeping with a popcorn ball.
Okay, so much is wrong with this.
I know.
From the very beginning. Somehow you were sleeping with a popcorn ball you put it in your ear. You put popcorn kernels in your ear and you forgot that you did it and you couldn't hear us for like a year. And we took you to the doctor. They took like these giant claws and pulled out
No, it was like a squeezy thing.
Oh, it was one of those snot sucker things in your ear? Okay, I didn't have to deal with it, but Mom had to deal with that. So something came out of your ears. Ears, nose, mouth, butt, front, everything. Wee wee, everything, everywhere. Liam, in fact, can I tell this story when you're like a day old? This entire episode is about poop. Let me just tell you. Yeah. I was changing you were like a day old. I mean, we're in the hospital and I have a first child. I'm trying to change your diaper. And I take off the diaper and starts shooting out in this giant arc. And you're there kicking your legs. And I'm trying to cover it up and then all of a sudden. And for people who don't have babies, that first couple days it's like black tar heroin coming out of you. It's so gross. So that was Liam. Did I tell that other story? I won't tell the other story, but I tell the banana story?
No!
I won't tell the banana story. I'll just let the audience think about what the banana story is. But no, we've had to deal with poop a lot. Dogs and kids, it's nothing but poop and vomit. Anyways, so they came up with the Fat Guy 5. Came out of their mouths like vomit. That's where it came from. These are 5 great 3D movies for kids. The first one is my entry, which is Coraline. Which is one of my favorite movies of that year. It was 2008, 2009 that it came out. Yeah. It's a beautiful stop motion animation film by Harry Selick, who did Nightmare Before Christmas, and he did.
I thought Tim Burton did that.
Tim Burton and Harry Selick worked on it together. Oh. And then Harry Selick did James and the Giant Peach, which we've also seen.
Didn't Tim Burton work on the Vincent short?
Yeah. That's his.
But when we saw it, it was like in Russian or something.
We saw it at a marathon, and they showed it, and it was Vincent, but it was another language. It was like French or Italian or German or something.
We forgot to mention what I
thought. Maybe it was in Chinese. Maybe they're swearing in Chinese. But no, so Coraline was a really cool 3D, because it was actual true 3D, and it was shot stereoscopic, and I believe that's what they did with Paranorman. You guys want to see Paranorman, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, what's the next one? It was the...
Kung Fu Panda.
That's right.
Two.
Yeah, because the first one wasn't in 3D. Now, what did you like about the 3D of Kung Fu Panda? Ben, you didn't get to see it in 3D because we saw it at the drive-in, right?
Yeah.
But you saw it in 3D.
Didn't we see that before the marathon?
We did. That's right. Last year, about this time, we went to the sci-fi marathon.
It was in May, though.
Yeah. What's the matter with you, Ben?
I was pointing on Liam's head, and I was like, he's smart.
He is smart. That's right. Wonderful. Thank you. Anyways, Kung Fu Panda 2, that was another one. That was a lot of fun. I did enjoy that. It was one of my favorite animated films from last year. I didn't think the animated films were as great as they have been in the past, but that was a really good one. What's the next one? Ben, you saw this one in the theaters. It's the same thing your glasses are.
My glasses?
Where you got those 3D glasses?
Oh, it's Dolphin Tale?
Yeah.
And I thought it was really good because it was also based on a true story.
Yeah.
Just like.
Big Miracle?
Yeah, Big Miracle.
You saw that one with me too, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you ended up with both of the Marine Mammal in Trouble movies. So it sounds like, it's like high school teenage rock stars in trouble. Marine Mammals in Trouble. So you like Dolphin Tale?
Yes.
Did you think it was better to have it in 3D?
Yes.
Why?
Because I got cool 3D glasses.
You got cool 3D glasses.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
The hell with the movie.
I'm kidding.
It was awesome 3D glasses.
I'm kidding.
Do you like it when they do special 3D glasses? Because you had some from Harry Potter. Did we take? We brought some home from Harry
Nick
Potter.
You just go like, Chris
3. What the hell do you expect?
Wasn't he 2?
No, he was 3 at the time. Harry Potter came out in July. He just turned 3. All right, the next one, and I took you guys to this a couple weeks ago.
Star Wars
Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. You guys like that movie, right? Mm-hmm.
And we got Darth Maul glasses.
Maul about the glasses.
Again, glasses. He's like, the movie was okay, but boy, the glasses were awesome.
I don't think he's a teenager going for gossip or something.
You also got
pods.
You got little balls.
Yeah. Okay. If you go to the lab, don't do like up to
don't
here.
Don't laugh in his face.
Or the mic.
You have to, for those who don't know, Ben, if you mention balls, Ben will laugh.
Anything about poo, pee, barf, vomit, anything that, Ben will just crack
and
up.
And balls.
Yes, we know.
And duty.
It was exactly what he does on the playground.
Yay, he's no, eight. What do you expect, man? All right, so Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace. You guys enjoyed that,
right? Yeah, it was really good.
Did you like Jar Jar Binks? Were you okay with Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks.
You don't want us to talk like him. No,
no, no. No. I do not want you to do a Jar Jar Binks impression because you
Okey-dee?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. But no, I want to get the kids' take on it because a lot of people have malign the movie and they get down on the movie, but you guys really enjoyed it. And I tell people this because you lean over to me in the middle of the movie and go, "I like Jar Jar," right?
Yeah.
Ben, did you like Jar Jar?
Yeah.
Was he your favorite? Were you okay with Jake Lloyd as Anakin Skywalker?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were no slow parts. You didn't think the movie which of the, because you've seen all six, seven if you count the Star Wars Holiday Special. Which one's your favorite?
Seven.
No.
Your favorite Star Wars Holiday Special?
That was horrible.
With Itchy and Scratchy, the Wookiees, and
Itchy and Scratchy show. There you
go. So, what's your favorite, Liam?
I would have to say Empire Strikes Back.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, that's what most people's favorite.
Actually,
is.
The one is that the one where Lucas is like, my hand.
Yes, his hand gets cut off.
Yeah.
Oh, you're quoting the John Williams with the Man song.
John Williams, come on.
All right, Ben, what's your favorite?
I think it was Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Okay, so you like that one. I really enjoyed that one, too. I like all the Star Wars movies. Ben, I was about your age. Actually, I was younger than you when the first movie came out, when Star Wars came out, so. You know, it's been with me all my life.
Yeah, my favorite part of Episode 3.
Don't give away too much.
Ben, no, you can give away. Spoil away. Say what you want. Because if you haven't seen these movies now, the hell with you. Go ahead, Ben. What's your favorite part of Episode 3?
It was when I could finally prove that General Grievous was a cyborg.
Okay. Was this a big question you had? What? I mean, were you worried about... Were you like, you said you solved a mystery.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
We're solving a mystery.
Did you do it because he had a heart?
Yeah.
Kind of like Dick Cheney?
And he also had those eyes that looked like real human eyes.
Yeah. Do you like General Grievous? Is he one of your favorite characters?
And in the book.
Yeah.
In the book of Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Okay.
It said that in the blurb of General Grievous, it said that he was a cyborg man robot thing.
Man robot?
Actually, that cyborg man robot thing.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Thanks,
right.
Lucas,
yeah.
For raising that up to the level of.
That's
I mean, was it one of those things that the crawl of Episode 3 did it go, and it's still like, now they're up against General Grievous, the cyborg man robot thing. Who knows the way of the Force and steals lightsabers? All right. So that's good. Episode 1. I enjoyed Episode 1. I thought the 3D conversion was really good. What's the last one?
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
What's your favorite part of Puss in Boots?
Ooh, cats.
Ooh, cats. Yeah. That was a good movie. That was, did that win the Oscar? I can't remember
that won the Oscar.
I think
that won one Oscar.
I think it did win the Oscar for Best Picture. Or Best Animated Picture. Yeah. I don't remember.
The funniest, probably.
The funniest? Of Ooh, Cat? Yeah. The last one, which is an honorable mention, I'm throwing the list, and that is G-Force. I take a lot of sheet for liking this movie. From my colleagues and readers all over the globe. Did you guys like G-Force?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I forgot
that was in 3D. I would have said that if that was.
I just thought it was super cool to watch in 3D because it was just fun to watch in theater.
Three balls.
The three balls.
That was
wonderful. All right. Well, with that, I think we better go to a break. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk DVDs. And welcome back to Fat Guys in the Movies. We are back from the infamous middle segment where we talked about some funny things and got the kids laughing a bit.
Yeah.
We also had talked earlier about, we talked about Wrath of the Titans, we talked about Mirror Mirror, we talked about Hunger Games, because Liam had a chance to check that out. And the next, we also talked about who they liked at school and which of their teachers is cute. That was my contribution.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Ben, your teacher's very attractive. She's very, very attractive. Not that I look at that sort of thing. I'm in love with your mom. What's coming up next? Because you know this. What is it?
It's the DVD Roundup.
It's the world famous, right?
World famous DVD Roundup.
Ta-da! Yes, yes, yes! Yeehaw! I'm going overboard with that.
You're excited, aren't you?
I'm going overboard with that special effect. My pocket whip. Or P-Whip for short. Anyways, that is courtesy of...
Big Bang Theory.
You like that show, don't you? You try to watch it all the time.
I try to watch it whenever I see it on.
You will sneak in the room while your mom and I are watching it, and you'll like be in, and you'll like belly crawl. You're not very stealthy, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Liam, you're not going to sneak up on anybody. Say, hey, there's shuffle, shuffle, shuffle as you're trying to belly crawl out of the kitchen so you can watch The Big Bang Theory. It's a cute show. I enjoy it. Maybe not appropriate for a 10-year-old. But then again, I showed you Piranha, so what do I know?
Yeah.
Anyways, my the DVDs, let's just rattle through these real quick. South Park Season 15, there's another show you guys aren't allowed to watch.
Well, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Kids cussing. But people say that.
People say, because kids in your school watch it. I don't even let you watch it. You know it's bad when I don't let you guys watch it, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
It's very inappropriate for children.
And so people say that.
Family Guy and American Dad are also very inappropriate.
People say that grown-ups play the kids.
They do. And they speed up their voice.
Oh.
They don't have real kids doing it. It's not like a Charlie Brown episode. It's... Anyways. there's also Corman's World, Exploits of a Hollywood Rebel. This is about Roger Corman, who produced the original Piranha.
Of course.
Back in the 80s. This is basically a chronicle of his career outside of Hollywood and what he did to make his movies and some of the people he worked with. It's actually a fascinating film. So you can check that out. There's also Hop. Now, we haven't watched that yet because you haven't seen that yet. We'll watch it because Easter's coming up, right, Ben?
Wait, I've seen it once.
You've seen Hop? When did you see Hop?
I don't know, like a few months ago.
A few months ago?
You saw it with Papa like 5
Oh, did you guys go? Like did my dad take you? Did Papa take you? Because I took you, Liam, to the press screening.
Yeah.
So you got to see that. You guys both like Hop?
Yep.
I thought it was cute. I mean, there's very few Easter movies out there in terms of, like, Easter Bunny movies. You know, there's also, like...
I am the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. There's also, well, there's, like, religious movies like King of Kings and the Passion of the Christ and that kind of thing. But, you know, for Easter Bunny movies, it's there. The next one we will highlight is A Dangerous Method, which, again, is not appropriate for you guys. It's about Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud and the development of... modern psychology.
First of all, you know, we don't know who in the world they are.
Well, okay. Yeah, I don't think you really need to. When you're almost 9 and 11, it's not really useful to know who Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud is.
Mm-hmm. Still don't know them.
You don't know who they are. The other one, the last one on the list is Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. You guys, you didn't see that yet, have you, Ben?
No.
We just got that on DVD. But Liam, you saw it. You liked it, didn't you?
Yeah.
How did it fare compared to the other two movies?
I think the first one's the best.
I think so, too.
The third one's the second best.
Okay.
Then the second one is the third best.
Third best, okay. So, Ben, you like the Alvin and the Chipmunk movies, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Because they go on a cruise in this one. Now, you guys have both been on a cruise. That's fine. Goes untight, Ben.
Thank you.
I love cruises.
Yes. So, yeah, Alvin and the Chipmunk Chipwrecks, that's on DVD and Blu-ray this week. The stinker is The Bodyguard on Blu-ray. Liam, do you know what the significance of the movie The Bodyguard is?
I've never heard of a movie.
It stars somebody who recently died. Let's see if you can get this.
Whitney Houston.
Yes! Oh, my God! How did you know that it was about Whitney Houston?
I have no idea. I just guessed.
Whitney Houston is, let me just tell you, you know how I tell you guys not to do drugs and not to...
Yeah.
No.
That is, Whitney Houston is the reason why you don't do drugs. You
yeah, know? I was thinking of this dog in our in my book called Whitey. I just thought of Whitney Houston for some reason.
Okay.
Weird relationship.
I don't know what to say about that.
Because it's so close. I think it was so close that Whitey is so close to Whitney.
Okay. I thought of the show called Whitney.
Which is a terrible show.
Yeah.
Not appropriate for you guys. Not necessarily because it has...
I was thinking about Texas.
So random. So random. But no, Whitney. Oh, from Houston? Okay. Houston? But I'm impressed that you know who Whitney Houston was. So yeah. So that Whitney Houston, avoid that. They brought that out on Blu-ray. I think it was actually planned to come out on Blu-ray, and she, you know, fortunately for the Blu-ray, she died right before it came out. Anyways, not to make light of somebody's death, but Whitney Houston kind of did this to herself. Anyways, because you know what they had? They found 6 different types of drugs in her system, and she drowned in the bathtub. And they said, well, these didn't, you know, Benadryl didn't contribute. Well, I'm sure it contributed to the decision to get in the tub. But anyways, enough on Whitney Houston. We talked about Wrath of the Titans review wrap-up. I said it kind of rocks, Liam. You said? Wrath of the Titans.
I'd say kind of rocks.
And Ben, you said rocks. Full on rocks. And we also talked a little bit about Mirror, Mirror, We Gotta Go. You can go back and listen to that segment. It's in the second segment if you want to hear what we had to say about that one. Next week, we've got American Reunion, which you guys are not going to see because it's not appropriate. Of course. There's also Titanic 3D, which you're not going to see because I'm not going to pay money to go see that. We got it on VHS. Mom showed it to you.
Yeah, Mom showed it to us. I want to see it in 3D.
I fell asleep in the middle of it.
Wonderful.
I just want to see it in 3D. The part where it looks like it's sinking looks good.
It'll probably be good at the end. But anyways, go to fatguysinthemovies.com and listen to us. Thank you, Liam and Ben, for being on the show.
Welcome.
You're welcome.